This is a Global Tellink prepaid call from an inmate at the Maryland Correctional Facility. This call will be recorded and monitored. If you wish to block any call, this name.
It's me, Doc. I'm just thinking about you. Hoping you're editing that episode and making us sound good. I was hoping that maybe you'd get a chance to mention to our fans that in 2 weeks from the day they are listening to this, October 29th, 2018, we have a live episode at Mimi's Diner from 7 till question mark, and they should come buy tickets. It's the address is tinyearl.com/thisgorgeouslive, or they can get it at thisgorgeouspod.com. And if they don't come, I'll kill myself. Will you tell them all that? Thank you. I love you. I miss you. See you this week for the Chianti episode. Bye.
This gorgeous.
This is a normal ass Sunday.
It's just how the boys do it today.
The boys are doing self-care.
The boys are back in town.
Oh, man. Let's play that song 450 times.
That is revolutionary.
That is the most revolutionary. Hey, how are our levels looking?
Levels are great.
Levels are good?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming in loud and clear.
Jesus, I can't even look at you, dog.
You look like you're doing like Commedia dell'arte.
Oh, man.
Commedia del farte.
Oh. You look like... You know, in Key and Peele, when they pretend to be white people?
Yes.
That's what you look like.
That's sort of what I'm going for. Yeah.
Deborah, where's the car?
My skin feels great, though. This is awesome.
My skin feels so smooth. Like, it's weird. I touched my face. I didn't know how rugged my skin was before this.
Yeah.
But just touching my face, it's all smoothed out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm the tip of a pool cue, and I've been like just... like ground into a bunch of chalk.
I feel like I'm a rock climber's hands.
Yes, yeah.
Because extremely powerful, but also well taken care of.
Right, right, right. We should maybe let people know what's going on.
No, they'll figure it out. it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
We had a bad week.
Yeah, I think the world had a bad week.
Kevin and I probably had the worst possible week because, as straight white dudes, it's like. We just get tired.
Yeah, you know, it's just like a lot of work destroying the country and the world. But no one really thinks about us. So we're taking a few moments to treat ourselves.
Self-care.
It's revolutionary.
Really revolutionary.
So we think everyone should partake in a little bit of just doing it for yourself.
So this is... I'm going to give you the information that's important for this first.
Yeah.
First of all, it's made in Australia.
Great.
Second of all, store below 30 degrees Celsius. I have literally no idea what temperature that is.
Well, I think you just throw it in
I can't the... stop. You look like a low-budget ghost.
I feel like a low-budget ghost sometimes. Just throw that in your Eurocov and you'll be fine, dude.
This product contains vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Use with caution if also taking dietary supplements.
Uh-oh.
Or using other products containing vitamin A.
Is wine a dietary supplement?
The way I do it is. do you know that that seal livers, if you eat one, has so much vitamin A you'll die?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, I have a lot of follow-up questions, but I'm going to let it go. Because today's the day that I'm just letting things roll off my back.
Just letting it roll off my back. Like, we don't have to call each other on the bullshit. This is sand and sky. Detox, invigorate, refine, brighten, derb.
Yeah. Derb is the last thing it says?
No. Detox, invigorate, refine, and brighten.
Got it.
Derb.
Yeah. Yeah, we did face masks. My wife was kind enough to let us do this. I'm pretty sure there's no sulfites. Farmed organically.
Yeah, this is biodynamic, sulfite-free.
Detoxify and brighten. That's cool. Good. We use a toxifying mask.
We just had a big hamburger, and we're going to drink some wine, so we are seriously going to toxify.
Guys, this is going to be a great episode. Do us a favor. Take your shoes off. I don't care if you're in your car. I don't care if you're driving. I don't care if you're in a library.
And you know what? Also, I want
you... Take your shoes off. Feel the sand between your toes.
And find the person next to you and just whisper in their ear, take off your shoes.
Yeah, that works really well.
They love that. Everybody loves to hear that.
Yeah. Kiss your loved one on the lips.
But only if they're into it.
If they want. Give each other a hug.
Pet a dog.
Pet a dog. Pet two dogs.
Here's what I've been doing, because I've been so depressed.
Yeah.
I've been sleeping with my socks on.
Wow. That's like, that would be the exact opposite thing I would do, but I want you to do your truth.
Thanks, man.
I'm not going to yuck your wow.
It feels good.
Yeah. Well, I like to have free toes at all times if possible, but not during the day because I get nervous that my feet are monsters.
Okay.
But when I'm in my house and there's no one else around.
No wrongs, just right.
Free toes.
Free my mans.
Free the toes.
Free my 10 mans. Now, I like to put my socks on. I wear wool socks to bed. Uh-huh. I'm not a, we don't need to talk about our pajama routine.
Okay.
I don't have a pajama routine.
Yeah.
But I wear socks.
So you're totally commando, but socks on.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a naked boy as well when it comes to the sleepy times.
That makes sense.
It's just me and my satin sheets.
Our subset, like the 42% of our fans who like are into fucking us.
Yeah.
Are like all like this episode's like. Not work safe.
Yeah, they're sweating a little bit under the collar.
They're flipping out at their job at the government.
Yeah, they're trying to work a forklift in a warehouse, and they're about to drop a stack of like creatine on top of a coworker.
They're like arguing in front of a court of law.
Oh, a court of law.
A court of law.
As opposed to like a court of basketball.
I don't know, a court of sommeliers.
Right, yeah.
So I'm saying if this is giving you erotic energy, stay in that space, but make sure you do it comfortably and sanely.
Loosen your belt, tighten your socks.
Okay.
And free your mind, and the rest will follow.
Do a dab, just right now. Just.
Oh, I thought you meant like smoke some shatter and then do
smoke some shatter, but also do. You can't see, but I'm doing a really good one.
Yeah, he's doing great. Only positive energy this whole episode. I'm going to support you completely because you are my friend and my partner.
I'm going to support you completely too, man.
Okay, this is great.
I'm worrying it sounds like we're doing a joke.
Yeah, this is not a joke.
This fucking sucks.
Yeah. We ate a cheeseburger. We bought some kombucha later on, spoiler alert.
It was like cheeseburger in purgatory.
Yeah. Did you get some of the clay face mask on the lip of the wine bottle?
I'm never telling.
Guys, strap in.
This is going to be a thing. So, just to date this episode, Kavanaugh got confirmed.
Yeah.
I guess we knew it was going to happen. We thought it wasn't going to happen, then we knew it was going to happen, then we double knew it was going to happen. Confirmed. Saudi Arabia just fucking killed a journalist.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That's totally normal and cool. I love Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
We're doing fascisms everywhere.
There's a lot of fascists out there. I don't know. I have friends who are being harassed on the internet and being threatened with violence, and that sucks. So there's a lot of like purging that needs to happen of bad juju. We're going to do our best.
So the wines that we have today are wines that you can actually probably get right now.
Yeah.
They're both from the same importer. Well, we'll talk about later. It's Scuola di Vino. And I've been having everyone I know on Instagram has been drinking these wines and having a great time the last couple months.
Yeah.
And I was like, when's my turn? And it's today.
Yeah.
So maybe get some of these bottles, drink them yourself, join us in this safe space. It's so hard to be sincere on the microphone, but yeah, like if you're having a bad time, I'm sorry. This fucking sucks.
We literally want people to not have a bad time for the next hour.
3 hours.
Yeah, we're never stopping. This is actually a live telethon.
Yeah.
Please, thank you for tuning into March of Dimes. Please give us your money. Here is Tony Bennett singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
One time, I don't know where I was. I don't know who did this. Someone referred to a bunch of attractive people walking across the street as a March of Dimes.
Whoa.
And I remember thinking, maybe this is on TV. I wonder if this was real. It's still really cool.
Yeah.
Well, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. Maybe let's not do any cuts. Let's not say anything offensive today.
I like it.
Ooh.
Baby, that was a good ring. Everything's good today. See? Yesterday was yesterday. Today is today. Tomorrow is a gift.
Oh, that feels why it's the very present. Good in my mouth. What? I like what you said there, Kevin.
Thank you.
We should introduce ourselves.
Go for it.
Hi, welcome to Disgorgeous. It's a self-care and wine podcast.
Yeah.
My name is Duck McCarroll. lot of people call me John, and you can call me whatever you want as long as you don't call me late for drinking wine with my friend.
Wow. I'm Kevin, and today, I'm the smart one.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm very smart. I'm as smart as I need to be.
Yep.
And as bad as I want to be.
And you know what? When you make mistakes, you're just human, man.
Right.
I this is so hard to say sincere things.
But yeah, we decided to drink, just like go to our local store, Irving Bottles, represent, good friends. You know, spend some money with them. Spread the wealth to the local economy.
Spread love. It's the Brooklyn way.
Oh, I've heard that before. Yeah. And just get wine that we wanted to drink.
Yeah.
They're both Italian.
It's Italian. And like, we're trying to do fun, silly Italian. I think as a bit of background, you should know that I almost never turn to Italian wine when I want a bottle of wine.
Right.
Italian wines, I sell a lot of it because I'm fucking good at selling wine. I drink a lot of it because I'm fucking good at selling wine. But I never, like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me treat myself with some of this Italian wine.
Yeah.
And so...
I actually agree with you. I very rarely will buy myself or order a bottle of Italian wine out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost always trying to buy French wine or like some weird domestic producer I want to try.
See.
And I feel like Italian wine gets like lost by the wayside.
Yeah.
And then Spanish wine, I'm always just like drinking it at barbecues and parties and bar mitzvahs. So let's support the Italians. Maybe the second worst fascists in Europe in World War II.
Yeah. Well, also, it's kind of nice because Italians do seem to have a really good response to fascism, which is like kind of resigned, throwing their hands up.
Yeah.
Which is maybe the only thing to do.
Yeah.
If we had Turkish wine, we could also do that because they're doing great responses to Turkey.
But so let's talk about this wine a little bit because this is still a wine podcast.
Oh.
Alessandro Viola. You've seen this bottle probably. It's short and squat. It's adorable.
Yep.
It's this koala like bears of wine bottles.
A red stripe.
Yeah, it's like a red stripe but wine, so you know it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
This is the Sinfonia de Grillo, so a symphony of
Grillo. Of the grill.
Grillo is a grape. It was created in the 1800s.
We did an episode about Grillo, but we did black out on it.
Yeah, I don't know that we actually said any facts. Grillo's daddy is a Bebo.
Oh, nice.
And Grillo's other daddy is... fuck, I forget. But that's okay.
Muscat?
No. So Bebo's daddy is Muscat. So,
okay.
So I'd say Grillo's granddaddy is Muscat d'Alexandria. Or Zabibo, whatever.
Don't worry about it, guys. This is a wine podcast. This is very good. There's some... a little bit of skin contact on this. By a little bit, there's a lot of it.
For sure. The tannins are beautiful. Spent 7 months in chestnut.
Oh.
Also, interestingly, there is an like a 00 cuvee of this, like a 0SO2.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not this one, I don't think.
That's okay.
But it's interesting that that he made a completely 0SO2 and a little bit of SO2 version of the exact same wine.
The French do that often. They send the 00 to Japan.
Right.
Or for local consumption.
Or Copenhagen sometimes. Yep.
I mean, 00 doesn't always travel well.
Mm-hmm.
When guys use the words, it's always, I've never had a woman say 00 to me. Mm-hmm. It's always like a guy with hair. You're like, you're doing a haircut, my dude. I'm like, oh, this wine's 00. I'm like,
yeah.
How's it taste?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking rad. Good juice. But we're not making fun of anybody today.
No. Nope.
And they're in their own truth, and that's cool.
Yeah.
This is going to be hard to be nice the whole episode.
So this is from Sicily. Grillo is like indigenous to Sicily. The hybrid was made there.
Sicilians are good at politics and good at doing everything normally.
Sicilians also like, I feel like they just like get along with people real nice.
When I was in Rome, I used to go to a Sicilian, I went to a Sicilian bakery every day I was in Rome. And it was some of the best pastries I've ever had.
I bet.
And I never could figure out how to order a coffee.
Uh-huh.
Because there's like a place to stand and get coffee and a place to have coffee served to you.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, I couldn't make it clear that I wanted to stand and get coffee.
Right.
Probably because I don't speak Italian and I did look like I was doing lunatic things.
Uh-huh.
So, but it was a good place and it was really nice and I got really good pistachio pastries.
Oh, that's something that like, that's some next level shit.
Yes.
Also,
I'm moderately Sicilian.
I did a look that people couldn't hear,
but everyone they could
but
hear
you reacted it. Immediately to it. So
like the only Italian
I would describe it as a discredulous look.
My great grandmother his dad was a Sicilian who was a stabber.
So isn't he your great-great-grandfather?
I forget the terminology. It's very complicated in English. So yeah, in, you know, in Italian, it's bella pape, ma strega nona.
Griot, it was almost exclusively grown on the west side of Sicily, so not Mount Etna. Etna is its own beast.
West Side Griot?
Yeah, West Side Griot is a good name for a musical.
Yeah.
This is the northern part of western Sicily. I've had a lot of Griot from southern western Sicily. Obviously, there would be different like climactic and environmental impacts because of that.
This is going down like a fucking dream.
This is what I wanted.
Yes.
I wanted something delicious, not boring. But also not like a thinker.
These guys are this. I don't know Scuola di Vino's story. They seem to be oftentimes like they're very California-y and have a presence in New York, is what I understand.
Yeah,
they're up there with Percy selections. As like, I don't know where they came from, and I'm starting to see them everywhere.
We did one from Percy selections last week that was also very fun. And again,
what,
it was
what
like
do we do?
The first Shannon that we did.
Oh, for real?
From Percy selections.
Yes,
yeah.
And it makes me feel like an old person. Like, who are these? Who are these young bloods out there running the show?
Well, I'll be honest. I was going to kind of circle back to talking about our fall looks, which we didn't really finish last episode.
No, Jim got nervous.
Yeah, I think I kind of came into a realization. Look, I'm turning 35 in a month and a half. I'm going to double down on my most dad instincts I have.
Yes.
I have recently started watching a show on Netflix about different empires, how they rose and came to prominence,
it's
and then
so sick.
What led to them collapsing. And I just feel like I'm a like Tony Soprano, like watching World War One documentaries while smoking a cigar.
Hey, when do we take these masks off, by the way?
I don't think we do. I think this is our life
this
now.
This is us now. Okay.
But I'm going to lean into this. I'm going to wear comfy clothes.
Nice.
I'm going to wear flannel shirts. I'm going to wear jeans that are like a little stained, but they feel good.
Yeah.
Lots of ballroom. Like I want Drew Brees to sell me a pair of jeans with excessive ballroom.
That would be fantastic, man.
Yes. Yeah. This is my truth now. I'm old. I'm old. You're not as old as me. I'm old. And these young bloods with their cool wines, these kids today.
These kids.
With their Mac Millers and their 2 Chainz, you know what I mean? Wow.
Hey, to be honest, this is oftentimes like the aggressively natty cool kid wine portfolios that I encounter have bad wine made exclusively by criminals.
Right.
This is not. This is really delicious. And this is wine that is very natural, which of course we are so deeply about here. But I don't have to fucking apologize for it.
Correct.
There's no stank on it. It's wine.
It finishes clean. I mean, I'm not really susceptible to mouse, but this is does not feel like it has mouse to it.
No.
I feel like you'd be making faces if it did.
It tastes like a kiwi, not the person, the fruit, went on vacation somewhere to a place where it always wore sunglasses.
Yeah, if it was like a kiwi lime pie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like,
it's a thing I just invented, but
it's in Bermuda.
Yeah. Bahama.
Come on, pretty mama. Clay mask on face. Let's move to outer space, down to outer space.
That's pretty good, man.
Aliens will come and hug your face.
Do you know that the song Kokomo was written by the son of Doris Day, who also is the person that introduced Dennis Wilson to Charles Manson?
No.
And when Charles Manson went to go murder everybody, he thought he was murdering this guy.
Okay.
He had moved 3 months prior, and that's why he murdered Sharon Tate by accident.
Oh.
Happy self-care day.
Happy self-care day.
But honestly, if your self-care is listening to murder documentaries and reading about serial killers, do it.
Do it. Whatever makes you happy. It's Sunday. When you're listening to this, it's statistically, it's a 1/7 of a chance that's Sunday.
Yeah.
Probably. You probably will listen to this on a Monday, because I think most of our fans listen to it on the Mondays.
That's true, right when it drops hot.
They can't fucking wait even
a
second.
And we've never been a day late with an episode.
Never day late, never a dollar short. Nope. That's a for us.
Mm-hmm. That's a for us.
I'm having such a good time with you here today, man.
Well, we've had a good day, and I think I woke up a little cranky.
You were cranky pants this morning.
And I think, you know what? It was deserved. It's a cranky world out there. But you said, hey, let's go get burgers. Let's go buy wine. Let's do a face mask.
I love to buy wine.
Yeah,
it's like my favorite activity.
Retail therapy. It's real.
Yeah. Should we say more about this? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, it tastes like a kiwi on vacation. That's true. It's in its truth.
It tastes like a fruity, iced tea.
Yeah, but
like an iced tea infusion thing. Because yeah. Is that tannin quality?
Like, so be yourself, man.
Oh, like the drink.
Like the drink.
I get it.
So I want to talk a little bit about fascism.
Cool.
Now that we're here.
Yeah.
So a lot of you guys know, before I worked in wine, I was kind of an academic working in North African issues. And something I'm really curious about is how fascism works.
Mm-hmm.
And North Africa's very fascist all the time. Something that's really interesting is that just how fucking bizarre the whole Kavanaugh thing was, and how, like, the entire display of fascist power was on. Like, there's all these statements that were contradictory. Like,
yes.
People were like, oh, he didn't molest her. He would never have done that. Oh, he's a virgin. Oh, it's just jokes. Oh, he did it, but I'm still going to try to confirm him.
Plus, I believe her, but he didn't do it.
And the fascism isn't about making sense. It's not, like, about trying to, like explain to you, like,
right,
a coherent vision of the future. It's like a thousand voices shouting at you, and it's also a fucking boot on your neck. Like,
it's also like, this is so fucking middle school, but like, in, I think the perfect example is in 1984, where it's like 2 + 2 = 5.
Yes.
2 + 2 = 5. And he won't admit it, and they're torturing him. And then he goes, 2 + 2 = 5. And he's like, fine, 2 + 2 = 5. And they keep torturing him.
Yes.
Because it's not about making him say it. It's about breaking him down until he says it and believes it.
Exactly.
That's so fucked.
And they don't give a shit about you. Because at least right now, like, a perfect example is that in North Africa, or in Morocco, where I lived, there was plenty of bars. It was also illegal to sell alcohol to Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up illegal to sell alcohol to Muslims. 98% of the population was Muslim. There was no way that many bars could be supported based right. off of it. But the idea was, like, everyone has to feel like they're doing something bad all the time. Everyone has to feel like everything they're doing can be taken away from them at any point in time. Everyone's afraid. Everyone's confused.
Mm-hmm.
I would see police officers in the bars. There was prostitutes. There was police officers. The entire idea was that this is chaotic. This doesn't make sense. You're confused.
Yeah.
Your brain is being fractionated all the time, so that when they do something fucking absurd,
it just rolls in with everything else.
When I lived in Rabat, they did, and I promise I won't talk about Morocco the whole time. They banned hookah smoking and uh-huh. donkeys. Hookah smoking was banned because prostitutes did it, and they didn't want to give off the impression of prostitutes in the capital city.
Uh-huh.
So they just banned hookah bars entirely.
Wow.
And then donkeys were illegal. Because, and this is insane, Rabat was modern, was the rationale behind it.
So they didn't want anything that was unmodern to be around.
So there were boys carrying things everywhere. And, like, yeah, like, it's just power being exercised for the sake, and it's the same thing as, like, when Sarah fucking Huckabee Sanders is clearly lying.
Yeah.
Like, they don't care if you believe it. They don't care if it's not logical.
They have
to
toe the fucking party line.
It's just power.
Yeah. Fucking Christ, man. I'm hoping that, like, this face mask pulls some of the rage out of my temples. It's felt like a storm in my brain. And a great time. Oh, it's always a good time to mention us being straight white dudes.
Straight white dudes.
We are being affected the least, and we fucking know it, and we're very sorry. We hope to be allies. We hope we're being allies in every way.
I don't want to be a downer episode.
Yeah.
You know, if you're feeling especially bad, if we're feeling this, you must be feeling it more too.
Exactly.
Take care of yourself.
Whatever that means. Maybe it's not wine for you.
Maybe it's not listening to this podcast.
Maybe
that's
turn
okay.
this fucking podcast off. We don't need it.
We already got the download.
Yeah.
That already counts. That already counts. So don't worry.
If you need to smoke a cigarette, smoke a cigarette. If you need to smoke something else, smoke something else.
If you got to text your ex today.
Yeah.
Maybe don't, though, but...
Maybe not. Maybe text yourself.
Text yourself. Hey, you up?
Give yourself a you up text. You deserve it.
Oh, that's
such
so
a good,
good
idea, yeah.
That's so good. Hey, you up? You want to take a bath?
Yeah. Get a bath bomb.
And then I want to make one more statement about the idea of power and fascist... And then I'll ignore it.
Right.
So this is something that I think about all the fucking time. You have to give me some of that.
No, I don't know why I poured so much.
You gave yourself so much me so little, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So when I lived in Turkey, it was right from Turkey's transition to a troubled democracy to whatever the fuck it is now, which is troubled and non-democracy.
Yeah.
And I marched in the gay pride parade every year. It was very fun originally, and it's got less fun every year. And they would tear gas it. The police would tear gas it. And the first year, they gave us an excuse, which was fucking psychotic, which is there's a Kurdish demonstration.
Mm-hmm.
We tear gas them. I can't believe the tear gas flew over towards you. Which is like acknowledging we're tear gassing things for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
We're not being under control. And whoops. But it's also a lie. They tear gas the gay pride parade. And then the next couple of years, they just didn't even give that. Like,
right.
Like these excuses, these things.
It's all about normalization and it's baby steps. And it's that's why you like. You have to fucking scream at people when they're trying to eat dinner if they are promoting fascist ideologies because
if you feel
them.
Safe doing it.
Well, sure, you don't have to do it, but like, there's nothing wrong with making a fascist feel uncomfortable in public because they should.
You should make your uncle feel bad.
Yeah,
I mean, not your uncle personally, but like everyone who has an uncle.
I have a couple uncles that could feel bad.
If they've got, you've got a bad uncle, send them a text telling them like, "Hey, one day you'll be dead, and you did bad things here."
Yeah. Like, we know. Just text him, "we know," and see what happens. Because he's going to get very nervous.
Like, what do you know about?
It's like, you tell me, Unc. Uncle Dunk.
Hey, there's some sediment in this, and that's okay.
That's okay, too. It's being its truth.
It looks like oatmeal in the bottom of my glass.
Oh, man. We should have made oatmeal. Right?
My face feels very dry.
Well, once we finish this, we can like pause and wipe it off.
It's like leeching all of the hatred out of my face.
Yeah. That's the idea.
I don't want to sound like all the other podcasts we listen to, but where the fuck do we go? God, we are the least qualified people of every podcast I listen to.
But where do we go? I mean, we obviously vote in the midterm elections, but that's not enough. We make our voices heard every opportunity. We make fascists feel uncomfortable if we feel safe to do so. And then...
We donate to our podcast.
Yeah, donate to other stuff. We can leave the Patreon alone this week.
If you only have $10,
yeah,
please give it to Black Lives Matter or Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
And I know I think I complained about Planned Parenthood. It was a very bad place to work.
Yeah.
It's an awesome organization that does a lot of really good things.
One of the most important organizations. Yeah.
Yes.
Also, like, donate to Doctors Without Borders. Donate to other things that are in other countries.
Or buy yourself a new shirt. Fuck it. You need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shirts that are made ethically.
I mean, like, there's... So, something that we talked about a while ago was how bad wine is in socialist countries and how bad wine will be when we have a socialist revolution.
Yeah.
And that's going to be okay, you know?
It'll be fine.
Like, our jobs shouldn't exist.
Right.
We shouldn't be doing this. We all... like. We're all leeches on a bloated corpse.
Sure. Is this a good time to bring up the possible controversy of this importer?
Let's do that with the next bottle, because we're almost done with this glass, and I'll have to have one of my... Kevin, you fuck!
I have it all. Here.
Yeah, give Uncle Duck
this
a little glass.
This is socialism. I'm pouring some into your glass. From each according to their... thingy, to each according to their... whatchamacallit.
I was talking about with a friend who does who is an art collector or no an art like a not a gallerista but that's I don't know what the term is the actual term a gallery art person
sure
and it was just like yeah you get to see beautiful art we get to drink wonderful wine all the time and so it's very pleasing to us but you forget kind of how much the world's being hurt
yeah
and so like if we didn't have as many luxury goods but like you know. Black kids weren't were allowed to be born as opposed to having like higher infant mortality rates.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a fair trade to not get fucking Burgundy, to be completely honest.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck Burgundy. I'll just drink like New York State cider and I'll be fine. It's from here. It's made of apples. It's good.
Man, we're so cool and woke. We have to stop patting ourselves in the back.
Mm-hmm. Because honestly, we're not as woke as we could be.
No, we do work in wine.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pause it and come back with positive thoughts and
sweet
faces washed.
glowing. I feel like maybe I just, like...
You did a glow up?
I did a glow up, yeah.
You look like you're preg.
Yeah, I might be.
You're glowing. I mean, maybe. Maybe
I ate a big burger for lunch.
I don't know how people get pregnant, but I'm pretty sure it involves face masks.
Face masks and greasy hamburgers.
Yeah. So... let's get into the serious thing we're going to talk about.
Okay, let's talk about it, because I think if we don't address it, especially on this episode,
someone's going to come
bullshit.
At us.
So there is a winemaker, we don't need to say his name, we don't need to support him, who said some racist shit back in 2013 on Facebook.
Really racist shit? Like racist for Italian winemakers, racist.
Yeah, very much. Was subsequently dropped by almost all of his importers in the United States. That's great. 5 years later, the importer who imported both the wines we're having today started bringing his stuff back in. I'm not sure if he wasn't aware of the thing.
He was aware. He was aware.
He was aware.
That's not even like don't give him that.
Okay, and it does seem like subsequently he's dropped this producer again.
If you Google this guy's name,
yeah,
it's on the first page. Is like a bunch of articles like, "What do you do with problematic winemakers?"
Yeah,
like so, it's not possible.
Look, any industry has problematic people. It's our responsibility to not support them. Don't go see Louis C.K. do comedy. Don't buy this asshole's wine. End of statement. This importer probably shouldn't have brought his stuff in. And
no.
I think that's a mark against him. But I also don't want to hold it against these other winemakers that he imports who had nothing to do with that decision. And these are really good wines. It is what it is. There are some people who are in it for the right reasons, some who aren't. But that's, again, true of any industry, and it's just we need to police our own spaces.
And, like, we've talked on and off the mic. There's a lot of winemakers out there who have done uncomfortable things.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole the whole Me Too thing is going to happen to wine sometime soon.
I think it's starting to, and it needs to more.
I mean, so it makes it sound like we have like secret knowledge that we're not sharing.
No,
what it just means is like there's a lot of
Google it. I mean, yeah. it's unless it, you know, it's not good for you to Google it, then don't. But like, just be aware. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, there's no real ethical consumption under capitalism, and we're consuming like what's essentially a designer good when we're drinking fancy wine.
This is all technically super luxury, right?
Yeah. So these are. We're lucky that we get to do this, and just count your blessings when you can, and try to support good people and wine made by like real farmers and real winemakers who put their hearts into it.
And I do think we try to do this.
I think so too.
I really think that. Fuck it. Let's stop saying nice things about ourselves. We're garbage boys. So this is the Le Premier. This is the from La Coste. Is it La Coste or La Coste? Le Coste. This is a Franco-American couple, which is. I'm sorry, no, Franco-Italian couple.
Ah.
Powerful combination.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they make very good wines. This is their 2017 Le Premier. So like their early wine. This is going to be done entirely carbonically, 3 weeks.
Looks like it.
Yes.
Gorge.
I'm very excited.
We did the damn thing. Did you smell it yet?
Not yet. I smell it when I opened it. The red is Aliatico. This is Sans Souf biodynamic, from 14 hectares in total of all their land. This is called Red Muscatel in Chile. It was dropped off in Italy by the ancient Greeks. It's some sort of, related to the Muscat family.
So both of our grapes are Muscat.
Yeah. If we're drinking weird Italian grapes, they're going to be Muscats.
You have to. Muscat is the most playful treat yourself grape, I think.
And, for the record, this grape is almost always fermented sweet, and it was Napoleon's favorite wine. Elba has an enormous amount of Aliatico.
After he was tried for his crimes and left in exile on an island, we gave him grapes to make wine with.
He said that the wines of Elba were his only solace.
Wow. Fuck that
sick
guy.
Sick as shit. Oh, that's so floral.
Whoa.
The key word for this grape is always roses, and this is, in fact, roses and lychee.
Yeah, you're right with that. And it's funny because our face mask got a little bit of lavender to it, and this is like, it's not lavender, but it's in the same family of those smells and tastes.
So, I'm so sorry. The label says this is for girls. This is pour les filles. And yes, this is so for girls, and it's so much what I want to be drinking right now.
Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
Oh, boy.
This is like... Like you took a bouquet of flowers and you dropped it in a vat of bug juice at camp.
Yep.
And then you drink the fuck out of it.
It is like this sneaky purple color where it's like it's very, very, very purple, and then you hold up to a light and it's also see-through.
It's also unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like it's like purple on top of brown. It's just on the edge of brackish. Like,
oh man, the acid on here this is like eating so when I grew up, my grandfather had Alzheimer's and used to show me how to eat tiger lilies.
Mm.
And I couldn't tell if that was like a degenerative brain disease thing or if that was just like real.
What are tiger lilies?
They're like lilies.
Okay.
They're like a plant of some sort. My mom grew them. My grandfather's like, let's eat these.
Yeah.
All these kids are stealing my tools all the time. Do you know about that? And I was like, no.
Was it you?
No, he didn't even have any fucking tools. He
didn't let him have
demented.
Tools anymore. Yeah.
This actually is conjuring up sense memory. Some of our fans have told us they don't like it when we bring up our past to talk about wine.
Oh.
So that's what it brings up to me. I wonder what it brings up to you, dear listener.
Yeah, I thought we talked about this, though. That's what I love about wine, is it like, it brings up... There is no like universal standard, like, oh, this tastes like this thing.
But like a lot of times when people do this, they conjures up this image of a white male subject mm-hmm. whose opinions matter. So like when I'm like, oh, this reminds me of my grandfather, it really discounts a lot of people who do not have the same relationship with their grandfathers. Yada yada yada.
Sure, I think
Can we just stop trying to be woke? We're fucking garbage people.
It tastes like what you remember it tasting like.
This reminds me of my fucking grandfather. You guys would have liked him if you met him.
Yeah, he sounds like a nice dude.
He was cool.
Yeah. The lychee, like, it tastes like a lychee candy that you get, like, leaving a restaurant.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's fun.
This is delicious wine. Like, the thing that Italy can offer that I think no one else can offer is there's... essentially 1,000 billion grapes there.
Yes.
And most of them will make pretty fucking good wine. And there's always like some guy who's like, is a master of this grape. That's not Italian. Was it?
That was a my wife kind of voice.
Mastro of the grape.
Yeah, that's good.
That's better.
Good.
That's more Italian.
More like a, it's a me, the master of the grape.
I see. Zabibbo. I don't know anymore.
No, you're right. It's where in Italy is this made?
This is Lazio.
Oh, cool.
Which is a fucking cool way. We've been drinking a lot of wine from Lazio, I feel like. Is it Italy's Loire? No,
I was just thinking maybe.
Maybe it's not, because no one ever considered it makes good wine. Like, Lazio has always made trash wine.
But the Loire was thought that way before as well, right? Like, historically.
I don't know if you ask Francois Rabelais.
This is good juice.
Yo, this is maybe my favorite wine we've had in a long time.
Yeah, honestly, this combo is like tight.
Scola di Vino.
Bro, so tight.
Scola di Vino, I mean, like, you made some missteps. It was just talked about. I'm like, kind of weird, but like, holy shit, this is really good.
Yeah.
And
just don't support racists.
I mean, that's that's fair.
So what do you like to do? What do you like to do to make yourself feel better?
Honestly, getting a dog.
Yeah,
has made me feel a lot better about a lot of things. Because I could be doing anxiety, but Yuma's got to go for 3 miles of a walk, and I got to take her.
Mm-hmm.
I take a bath.
Yeah.
Sometimes I bake bread.
That's fun.
And sometimes...
Making things is very...
Sometimes I go for a run until like I feel so bad I'm almost about to throw up, and then I don't.
That's a lot.
It's so healthy. What do you do?
I will... take hot shower.
How long?
15 to 20 minutes.
Do you lay down in that shower? You don't do relaxo time, right?
No, I'm not built
for... We discussed this once.
I'm not built for a tub.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm really more of a standing bro. I like that hot water on my face, you know, just like coming at me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think I'm underneath the world's hottest waterfall.
That's very cool.
I honestly really love getting high and taking a shower.
Oh,
and
yes,
bringing
bitch.
A cold, cold, gross beer with me.
Yes, please.
That's maybe my favorite... time of my life. I like doing the crossword puzzle with a hot, piping hot cup of coffee.
That's correct.
That is my favorite morning. Just doing word thoughts and coffee sips. It's great. I like going to a record store.
Oh, okay.
And looking through every bin and leaving without buying anything.
That's nice.
It's nice because I didn't help capitalism, but I still got to like hang with my friends.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like buying wine.
Yes. Buying wine is very fun as well.
When I'm sad or a little hungover, those are the days when I always spend like $150 on wine I won't drink.
Right.
I do want to give a shout out to my my Heroes of the Storm team. I've been playing video games. I'm now team captain of a small league organization.
How'd you get voted captain?
I
think Russia like hacked into that election.
It's me and three of my friends from high school and two strangers who are like physicists in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Who are very cool dudes. And I'm the only one who's willing to communicate between the two parties.
I see.
So it's like me by default.
Right. You've used your influence and your connections to get power.
And they now listen. They now listen to the podcast.
Oh, wow. They have wine in Philadelphia?
Yeah, they actually ask me questions about wine all the time. And one of them went to EMP recently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like, Levin Madison Park.
Yeah, I would have suggested 1,000 other restaurants, but that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go to EMP. I don't got that kind of money.
You know, I'm saying we shouldn't do any cuts, but we should probably have cut the part about me talking about my video game team.
Why?
Because it's just going to ruin the fantasy of us as like the perfect dudes.
Yeah, that's going to be the problem.
Yeah. Sure. Nothing we've said or done.
Nope.
Like, Duck plays video games?
I thought these guys were cool.
I thought they have motorcycles.
Yeah. Excite bike.
What have we got? Motorcycles?
Oh, no. I'll get a Vespa. That's it.
We should get Vespas.
Me and Lordaz will start a Vespa gang.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
I love this wine. This is something I have not encountered in a lot of Italian wines, which is almost entirely a fault of me and not a fault of Italian wines, which is just like, it's taken me on a journey I wasn't expecting to go on.
Yeah.
Again, I do love that this wine says on the label in French, because again, it's a Franco-Italian. This is for girls.
Yeah.
Man, this is for girls. This is also for anyone who wants to feel nice.
Yeah.
Which I'm sorry. I think boys should try to feel nice the way girls try to feel. Like we should do face masks.
Yeah.
We should talk to our friends. We should
paint our nails if we want.
And we should have skateboard gangs and just like girls do.
Yes. Yes.
That's a fact.
Powerfully yes.
Powerfully yes.
If I could skateboard, I fucking would.
Is this our most problematic episode actually?
We might have gone back around the other end.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I don't fucking know.
But you know what? Also, punch a Nazi in the face.
You should punch a Nazi in the face if you feel comfy with it.
If you see somebody being a dick, tell them they're a dick. Right?
Yeah.
I hope people tell me I'm a dick when I'm a dick.
If you feel comfy. Because again, like, a lot of times the people who are being dicks are much bigger than the people who are confronting them.
That's true.
Don't get punched.
I've had this weird existence where I'm a very large man.
Kevin's so big that I was like the little guy in our last company.
That's true.
I got dragged and mocked for being tiny.
Yeah. And you're what, like 6 feet tall?
I'm 6 foot tall. I'm 185 pounds of pure man.
Yeah. Wine is delicious.
I can't wait till next week when we're mean again.
Yeah.
But this is nice. Like
I don't want to be mean to people.
I am really curious actually about. Because this wine, the two wines we've had from this portfolio are fucking incredible. And they just popped out of nowhere in New York 4 months ago. I've seen them everywhere. Everyone's drinking their wines. I wonder very much. I do want to hear about the racist in the portfolio who was in and then left.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know a little bit more about this. I want to know where they came from. Like, I don't think. I think this guy lives in Italy is his deal.
Maybe.
Like, I don't think he's from the ISO wine scene. Well, he did.
So one of the stories about him causing a scene after he started importing the bad person, he does refer to a blogger as a turd blogger in Italian, which
That's
is
good.
Amazing. And it is a term I will be using from now on. If you blog and I disagree with you, you are a turd blogger now.
Notice to the trolls.
Yeah.
This is our most insufferable episode. Should we do something mean for a second?
Like what? Let's make fun of people who eat bananas on trains.
Yeah, they're bad.
That's a weird thing to do, right? Eat your bananas at home.
No, this is a self-care episode. You guys should all feel good about yourselves.
Right.
I'm sorry if we're being sensitive boys today.
Yeah, a couple of soy boys.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell you this yet.
Yeah.
I rescued three baby turtles yesterday.
Wow.
I was walking in the park with Yuma and Casey.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And I saw a baby snapping turtle.
Uh-huh.
I picked it up. I was like, there's probably more. Because
it's how
they
snap you?
No, it was a powerfully new baby.
Got it.
Like 4 hours old.
Yeah.
And I found two others.
Uh-huh.
I put them in my hat. Whoa. And I took them down to the water in the park.
Wow.
Because the way turtles' egg laying strategy is like shotgun rather than sniper rifle.
Okay.
So
I think I'm disturbed that I know what you mean. Like, I'm not disturbed that you chose that analogy, but like immediately was like, oh yes, of course, go on.
They do many babies.
Yes, it spread it out.
And like the raccoons eat the majority of them.
Aww.
And I met these guys, like, there's no way I'm letting a raccoon get you.
Yeah.
They were the most beautiful things that the world's ever produced.
Mm-hmm.
They had very long tails. They were going to be gnarly and mean very soon.
Yeah.
And I hope they're doing well.
Well.
And this is the speech I'll be giving to the angels when I die.
Yeah.
Like, my reason I should go to heaven.
Oh, I see. If it's like a defend your life scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I saved those snapping turtles once, and they're like, well, that snapping turtle went on to murder a 2-year-old yeah. child.
That snapping turtle did 9/11. There's us. There's that classic disgorgeous humor, that bit we made up September 11th, 2001.
That's our greatest joke. The greatest joke the devil ever played.
Hey, Asimov, this is what our episodes are normally like.
Yeah.
So why don't you come on?
Come on on.
Come on.
Bring some champagne.
Bring some champagne.
Don't be a you soy boy.
You don't have to show us your dick.
Yeah. We went mean again.
We would like to see it.
Right.
We're just curious at this point. Like, you've been teasing for so long. Let's see. Let's see the hog.
I really love the texture of this wine.
Yes, it's a wine podcast.
It's silty.
It is silty. It's like the clay face masks we just had.
Yeah, it really is a great pairing.
I don't know. You know, this reminds me, I've had a couple Lacrimas
uh-huh.
that are also so floral that it's...
I love Lacrima.
They're almost a problem how floral they are. Like, what
Lacrima
do you
is also
with?
Named... The name Lacrima means, like, Jesus's tears.
Yes.
Which is fucking cool.
This is metal as shit.
Yeah, it's so metal.
But, like, I don't know what... I guess this would be really good with, like, a soft farmer cheese.
It's really good with a sand and sky face mask.
Which is our sponsor for this episode.
A $1 million idea.
Go on.
It's an app that pairs wine with different kind of self-care products.
Now, that is the part we will cut, right?
So, no. So people don't steal my
yes.
good idea? Yeah, of course. Here's a bath bomb and a Brunello. You know what I mean?
More like a bath bong.
Oh, shit, yeah. We can also pair different kind of THC strains with different kinds of face masks. It's going to be great.
Do you want to get high soon?
Yeah, we should.
Probably. We should probably get some pretty high.
Let's get high, drink some kombucha and some coconut water.
That sounds really good.
Great.
Cool. Are we at that stage?
Yeah.
Okay, well, see you guys.
We'll be right
bye.
Back. Bye.
We took an airplane to California, so this is cool.
We're going to Elon Musk and Joe Rogan this up right now.
Damn.
Was that the start of a Lil Wayne song?
Yeah. Oh, I have more wine. Better drink this.
Yeah, finish up your wine. Smoke this joint.
This joint of tannins.
Pure tannin. It's just sediment and tartites. We're going to drink some kombucha. We're going to drink some coconut water. We're just going to try to cleanse. you know, just try to feel good, man.
You got to hack to get whacked. Yeah. What if this is the thing that gets us canceled? Like, I can't believe these fucking... Sound soof bros who's smoking weed.
There are no sulfites in this fucking weed, dude. I rolled the weirdest little joint, so feel free to just like play with it if you have to.
This is what they call a nail, right?
Oh, sometimes people call them binners. I don't know why. Honestly,
after the wine, after the fucking Riesling producer?
Yes, exactly. I feel like the chasm between how cool weed is and how uncool weed culture is
might
be the widest chasm in like any subject.
Yeah, like, knowing about weed is the worst. Smoking weed is always cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the correct thing to do is to be 17 and having a skateboard. Like, y'all smoke it.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't care if there's stems in it.
I don't want to get anyone pregnant.
Oh, yeah. That was a myth, right? If you smoke stems and seeds, it made you impotent.
I've never, believed that. Ever gotten anyone pregnant. So I think it's real. Well, let's have this.
You also never did a sex.
Yeah. Canonically, I am a virgo. Until I meet the right person. Perhaps right. It's you, lucky listener. Wow. Donate to our Patreon at patreon.com/thisgorgeous.
Uh-huh.
And I'll notice you.
Wow. Very special. Weed is cool.
I guess we're announcing that we're doing weeds.
Yeah. Well, okay. We're doing it on the microphone.
This is crazy.
This is wild, you guys.
Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. I'm doing drugs now. What's up, ladies?
You know how I said weed makes showers better? It also makes this wine a little better.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm getting high and tasting wine's very good.
I feel like I'm rolling around in a flower patch.
I don't want to do the we're high talking about wine chat.
Yeah.
But I do want to do this. You guys ever think about what happens when you die? Mm. So recently I did discover that I am a mortal being.
Immortal or mortal?
A mortal being.
Okay.
Like, I've been thinking a lot. Like, honestly, within the last 2 years, I've realized that there is a finite limit to my existence.
Well, you're 29?
31. I'm 23. I'm actually 31 and a half.
Yeah.
But I've been realizing a lot that, like, when I choose to do things, that is prevents me from doing other things during that time period. And it's very intense for me.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
It's just like I've discovered that this is going to all get cut.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I've discovered that time, like, since I've been, like, 28, 29, in that time, I realized that at some point, I'll be too old to do shit.
Right. I get it. Yeah. You got to do it when you can, because you never know when you'll be able to do it again. Did that face mask make your face, like, hot? Like, permanently? Like, my face has been, like, really warm, man, since we took it off.
There you go.
Maybe I'm allergic to self-care.
Maybe you're allergic to feeling nice.
I'm putting this out.
That's good.
All
right.
So, yeah, maybe I'm just allergic to fucking haters, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of haters in that clay.
Yeah.
We should do face... What if we just rebrand as a lifestyle blog?
Mm. I think we should, probably.
There's more money in it.
Yeah.
Like, all the wine's fucking... This wine's really goddamn good.
Yeah, and I think I maybe brought this up on a different podcast, but it has my favorite style of tannin, which is the kind that, like, you don't notice until you realize that, like, you're slowing down drinking it.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Alexa.
Oh, no.
Can you play Ants Marching by Dave Matthews Band?
Motherfucker.
Ants Marching by Dave Matthews Band on Amazon Music.
This is my shit.
I hate my life.
Woo!
No.
Woo! Yeah.
No, thank you. Alexa. Self-destruct.
She wakes up.
Oh, that worked. She just exploded.
I'm not cutting that. That's the best moment we've ever had in the podcast. No, so you notice the tans when you slow down this bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're drinking it. You're like, oh, I haven't had a sip in a while. And you're like, oh, because the tannins are still in my mouth. It made me stop for a sec. And I like wine that, like, reminds me to pump the brakes every once in a while.
What would you have this with? Other than exceptionally good cheese.
A pulled pork sandwich.
I think it would be lost in the sauce.
I don't do saucy sandwiches.
Okay.
I do very dry pork sandwich.
A very dry. Like, it just...
No, I think it should be pork something. Maybe not pulled pork. Maybe
dehydrated,
like,
pork sandwich.
No, maybe like a pork chop.
I think that's the correct answer, but I'm not convinced. I think mozzarella sticks.
Well, you said not cheese.
But that's not the same as having a knob of cheese.
I did go out with a friend last night, and we ordered an order of mozzarella sticks, and nice. We finished, and we looked at each other, and he was like, we're ordering another order, right? And I was like, hell yeah.
That's the best moment, when you're, like, doing, like, fat kid shit.
No, when you order, you look at someone, when you, like, order mozzarella sticks a second time from a bartender, they legally have to ask you, are you sure? It's amazing.
They check your ID.
She was like, again? It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, it's been a tough day. Bring the sticks.
Yeah, less talking, more stick bringing. Let's do some stick talk.
Oh, my God.
Which is a future song, I believe. Stick talk. Yeah,
you're right. I was like, a song from the future? Weird. How do you know that?
Okay, so we're drinking, after we finish these wines, which Kevin's about to do, we're having a delicious treat for our livers and for our souls.
Yeah.
To be completely earnest again, this week has been fucking shitty.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've all felt this. And you'll listen to this in the future. And I bet that week will also have been shitty because we do live in the, not the darkest time, but one of the darkest times.
Yeah, very dark timeline.
So
this is Sober October Corner, I guess.
Yeah, we're doing Sober October. We're just
we got real drunk and now we're going to drink non-alcoholic beverages.
You could maybe roll another joint of marijuana.
Oh, cool. Thanks for covering that.
Yeah, cool. No worries, man.
When did you know about kombucha for the first time?
I feel like I've always known, but
really?
That's not true.
Okay.
It's just like...
No, there was a time without kombucha in my life. Like, it didn't exist until I lived in Williamsburg.
I had a SCOBY a couple of years ago, and I made my own booch.
Yeah.
A friend of mine gave me a SCOBY, and I was like, this is tight.
It is weird how close the word SCOBY is to Scooby, right?
Yeah, it's not that weird.
I mean, I always want to call it a SCOBY. Like a
That's fine,
snack,
man.
You know?
I think there's like three people who talk about SCOBYs.
Yeah, you're one of them.
Yep.
I remember like a very dark, like late fall when I went into a store in Williamsburg and I was like, what is this new beverage that's not a SCOBY or a Arizona iced tea? And they're like, that's kombucha. It's like good for you.
Man, it sucks how gentrified this neighborhood is.
Yeah, right.
I'm having a coconut water, a harmless coconut water. These are the pink ass motherfuckers.
The pink ones are so good.
They're so good. I love shitty coconut water that's definitely full of high fructose corn syrup and has those chunks.
Yeah.
And then I love this. I'm treating myself right.
Yeah.
Instead of doing a shot in the dark,
yeah,
I'm doing a chill drug and drinking this.
A drink in the light.
It's a drink in the light.
Yeah. Get your moths ready.
I have, like, this is probably just the coconut water talking.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to hear some music.
Oh, no. Don't you dare. I'm drinking a kombucha. It's Pilot Kombucha. I've never had this brand before. It's lavender peach flavor.
Wait. Pilot Talk.
Yeah.
Who has the album Pilot Talk? Which of Lil Wayne's gang has the that album? Oh, my goodness. This is going to kill me.
Alexa, play Pilot Talk. I think you made that up.
No.
Alexa doesn't know it.
Who's Lil Wayne's most weed-happy friend? Like, is... this will get paused. I still didn't get that. Would you like to know this
week's hottest Alexa feature? Yeah. The hottest feature
this week is naming timers. It's Currency. Example, Alexa, can you play a song by Currency? There's a dollar sign in that name.
She figured it out, dude. This feels appropriate for what's happening.
Alexa, can you play Pilot Talk 2 by Currency? Sorry, I don't know that one. Alexa, play Michael Knight by Currency. I can't find Michael Knight by Currency. What good are you? This is all getting caught, don't worry.
Yeah, of course. I'm considering this a paused moment.
Yeah, this is chill. I like this album a lot.
Don't be surprised. Hey, Alexa, stop. I want to talk about what I'm reading. Hold on. This is, the contents of this bottle are alive, exclamation point.
Oh, boy.
Don't be alarmed if you have a baby SCOBY in your bottle. It'll be fine in there, or you could remove it. It's entirely up to you.
That's
Whoa.
Wild.
I didn't know SCOBY was an anagram.
What?
It means symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast.
Damn.
That just blew my mind, and not because of the drugs.
That's fucking crazy. Have you ever encountered a SCOBY?
Not in the wild.
I have a SCOBY in my refrigerator right now.
Really?
Yeah. So the SCOBY culture I grew a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Dead AF.
Yeah.
New friend, Alexis, was like, yo, y'all want a SCOBY?
Yeah.
And I was like, I.
Yeah.
And then I've been SCOBYing it. I did it like once, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's like a lot of work. You have to turn, you have to put the SCOBY in black tea with
sugar.
You have
both a SCOBY and a dog.
Yes.
And the SCOBY is harder.
I gave up on the scope. Yes. Okay. It doesn't give me love and affection. I don't even like kombucha that much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's good if you haven't heard of beer.
Yeah, no, this tastes like... So this is...
It's like a bad beer.
Cultured Earl Grey tea blended with lavender and organic peach nectar. It tastes like a very, like you know, one of those, like, sour beers that they add fruit to for some reason, and it's bad.
Earl Grey tea is my ex-stepmother's favorite kind of tea.
That was going to be her name.
Yeah, this is my ex-stepmother, Earl Grey tea. Mm. Pretty Earl Grey tea! Bop, bop, bop.
I mean, it's fine. Do you want to try it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll switch you.
Let's do a switcheroo.
Okay, cool. I mean, I don't mind it. I like it. Here's what I like about kombucha. I like to drink beer, but sometimes I don't want to be drunk.
You still say that word weird.
Which one? Kombucha?
Yeah.
What part am I saying it's wrong?
Kombucha. You hit that vowel really hard, so you say kombucha or kombucha.
Kombucha.
It's fine. Kombucha. It's just like, it's basically. Like,
you say it again.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Kombucha. So you're emphasizing the booch.
It's all about the booch. I mean, I'm anyone who knows me knows I emphasize that. I'm all about that booch. About that booch. No,
no trauma.
This is the worst. I can't believe you talked me into doing this.
This is your idea.
I can't believe I'm drinking this. This is very good. I get what Karen was talking about. That's my ex-stepmother.
Got it. Oh, see, this is what's great about these pink coconut waters is they're like salty.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you're drinking French fries.
Or like an Albarino.
Yeah. Covered in French fries.
We had tater tots for brekkie.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have breakfast before our
no,
date?
No, I did not.
Me either. I had some yogurt so I wouldn't get mad on the train.
I ate a few strawberries.
It's basically the same.
Yeah. But yeah, we did a big burger.
Mm-hmm.
We talked ourselves out of a shake.
I'm going to get one on the way home.
I bet you are.
Yeah, dude. Well, we've lost the thread this this conversation.
Wow, it's weird. It's almost like we
there you go
smoked a joint and then we're bad at our job.
So we're talking about ancient Egypt, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
And the thing that I think most people don't realize, and don't cut this, John, this is true.
Yeah.
Because it was 6,000 years ago in the past. No, ancient Egypt oftentimes gets idealized as unified,
right?
But in fact, it was not. And this is very critical.
Look, I learned that I watched Egypt, my old man show on Netflix today about Egypt.
Like the north
all about it
versus the south of ancient. It's the different cults, different religions.
Yeah.
Different
gods.
And they were all held together by the authority of the pharaoh.
Mm-hmm.
But for every intermediate period, there was a huge cultural difference in the north and the south. And also, just be honest, the north was heavily influenced by both the Semitic and the Mediterranean people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like...
Sea peoples.
The sea peoples. These, like, fucking... Ugh.
The Greeks.
I mean, Anubis, or rather, Osiris, is an imported god, and we're all aware of this.
Yeah.
And the fucking Seth beast. Okay, that is...
Wait.
That's Semitic as shit. That's a
storm. What's a Seth beast?
Seth.
Seth is in
Seth
the name?
Seth or Set is the god of storms.
Got it.
And that's not a god that people who living in the desert would have...
Sure, because there's not a lot of storms in the desert. Sandstorms?
It's a Libyan import, and we all know it.
Got it. Those Libyans.
That's tea, sister. All right, so...
Well, we should probably wrap this. We've got only over an hour.
I honestly don't know what we haven't cut. Everything until the third segment was very good.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Let's say yes.
So drink coconut water.
Uh-huh.
Do marijuanas uh-huh. for your brain.
Right.
You
know what's crazy?
Go on.
The combination of the coconut water and the kombucha tastes like a peach yogurt.
Whoa. Shit, son.
Alexa, play 93 Till Infinity.
93 Till Infinity by Souls of Mischief.
Alexa, play One Headlight.
You don't ever let me
by
have
Bob
fun.
Dylan's fan family.
No.
By Wallflowers.
I can't find One Headlight. Don't ever let by Bob Dylan's fan family.
Alexa, play One Headlight by the Wallflowers.
There's only one song called that.
Woo! Kevin, do your song again.
Nah, I'm going to say thanks for listening. It's been a tough week. By the time this comes out, it'll have been a week later.
But it will have still been a bad week.
Yeah. It's like, there's no way this week's good.
Like, where Trump's like, I'm announcing my, I am uploading my intelligence to the cloud. It's going to be fantastic. Wow. All of your phones are me. Was that a good Trump? That wasn't a good Trump.
It sounded like an old white man, and that's the same thing.
I've never tried to do a Trump impression before. That was off the dome.
Well, congratulations. I guess that's going to be it for us here at Disgorge's headquarters.
Oh, wait. We are doing a live show at Mimi's on the 29th,
yep.
Which is 3 weeks from where we're filming this, 2 weeks from when you're going to listen to it.
Yep. Tickets should be on sale about now.
Yes. And
there'll be food, there'll be wine, there'll be laughs, there'll be friendships.
There'll be t-shirts.
There'll be t-shirts. We're going to have t-shirts you can buy.
And we actually really want you guys to come.
Yeah, we want to meet you.
I'm nervous.
I'm not that nervous.
Kevin's not nervous. It's going to be a good time. We love Mimi's. Even if we're not funny, it's still a really good value.
Yeah. So come on out.
Thank you.
We love you all. Treat yourself right.
Be nice to yourselves. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Hey, love you. Yeah. Come on, motherfucker. Listen to my podcast. I think you should tell your friends about it.
Disgorgeous.